But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me as always is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
This week we look at The Cobbler, released on March 13th, 2015. Dark times.
Yep. Still are.
The plot synopsis. A cobbler, bored of his everyday life, stumbles upon a magical heirloom that allows him to become other people and see the world in a different way.
Wow.
Real deep.
Do you think he learns a lesson?
I don't know, but I do know that we did get a call in.
We did.
Our good friend Rebecca Thraim. I can't
don't
talk.
Be rude to our caller.
I'm not. I screwed up. I can't talk. You want to hear
Rebecca Thraim?
Yes. You want to hear what she has to say?
Yes, I'd love to.
Here it is.
Hey, pals. This is Becca Thraim. I am a Chicago comedian, and I have some thoughts about the pretty cool movie, The Cobbler.
Yay!
You know, it literally takes, like, walking in other people's shoes and experiencing their experience. Found that the fact that, you know, he would change, like, races and genders was, like, pretty nuts, because, like, you get in the Adam Sandler mindset of, like, oh, okay, he talks like this, his cadence, you know, when he's in the beginning of the movie, and then you, like, you have that aura, like, in your mind still on the screen, but then it's, like, other people, which is so cool. I would say I definitely recommend this movie, and thanks.
Thanks, Becca.
So Becca really likes other people doing Adam Sandler impressions.
Yes. Which I would be on board with that.
Oh, yeah. But you've seen this.
I've seen this.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. I've seen it. Spoilers. I was drunk and maybe some other stuff when I saw it.
So you remember a lot of it.
So I don't remember a ton, but I can get on board with what Becca's saying with, like, I think we're going to see other random actors do some Sandler impressions, which, like,
that sounds cool. That sounds fun. Yeah. I'm on board for that. If somebody wants to call in and leave a message like she just did, how do they do that?
You can call us at 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6278. And we're available via all the social media channels. You can check out our Facebook page. You can check us out on Twitter at Sandler Please PLS Stop. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. And don't forget to hit us up on iTunes and leave us a review of this podcast so other people can find it.
Marie, the budget for this film, only $10 million.
Okay.
It's like a fourth of what it usually does.
Yeah, making it on the cheap.
It made $1.2 million.
Was this released in theaters?
Yep. It made $24,000 at the U.S. box office on its opening weekend.
Wow. Okay, so I saw it when it went to Netflix.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly after I think it got out of theaters.
Yeah,
this is like the beginning of his Netflix deal, I believe.
Maybe? No. No? No. This is the beginning of the audiences stopped caring about Adam Sandler and him getting that big draw. Like in Pixels, they don't even use his image on any of the marketing materials. This is a Razzie nom.
Not surprised.
This and Pixels, which was also released, speak of the devil. It lost to 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
So close. Writer, Tom McCarthy. In 2009, he was one of the writers on Up.
Okay.
In 2011, he was one of the writers of Win-Win, if you've ever seen that. It's a really good, indie movie coming-of-age wrestling. In 2015, he won an Emmy for his writing on the movie Spotlight.
Oh, so this is this dude's, like, first big miss.
Tom co-wrote and directed this film.
Oop. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Hi, I'm Tom. You know?
No, God. This is Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi's 10th film together.
Do you think... Okay, so it's been a while. I didn't even know about Second String Buscemi back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be here?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Now that I know that he's actually Second String Buscemi and not just me being a jerk, I love him. Sandler means cobbler in Hebrew.
You guys
can't see it. I just stimulated that part of Marie's brain where she loves any kind of Hebrew knowledge.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's
until
a nice fact.
Wow. First time she's actually enjoyed a fact. I just got
to
keep them all.
Films.
Just keep it all Hebrew facts.
Yeah, please exclusively do Hebrew facts about Sandler from now on.
Welcome
tell
to Hebrew
where,
facts.
Yeah, tell me exactly where his grandparents came from, like, what their Jewish names are. I want it all.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you don't know his Jewish name.
I should look it up.
I bet you David Schwartzbaum.
Oh,
a
hey,
resident
David.
Jew.
Knows. Do you care about this podcast anymore, David?
He does. He tells me about it.
Okay.
Format.
Hi, David. I'm sorry.
God. Format. We watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case there's something we need to talk about.
Yep.
We haven't used a stop card in a long time.
Nope.
I can't
long
remember
time.
The last time I used a stop card. Marie's a little bit more liberal with her
yeah.
stop cards.
I'm loose.
I'm more like, I could wait. Anything else before we get started?
No.
Let's watch The Kubler.
Let's Sandler. The Sandler.
No. Minutes is done. Into the Kubler. Marie, thoughts, feelings, Kubles.
It's just like there.
Put that in your movie poster.
Yeah. The Cobbler. It's just like there.
What about the opening? I enjoyed
The Jews were my favorite part.
Of course, Marie was going nuts. She was cheering every time a new Jew showed up.
Talk Hebrew to me.
The movie opens. I don't think we need to get into specifics of everything that happens in this movie.
Right.
It's pretty basic.
Yes.
It's Adam Sandler is a cobbler in which his great-grandfather...
He comes from a long line of cobblers.
Yeah, in which his great-grandfather got this special soul... thing that
in the beginning they even say it goes farther back than that.
Yeah. So it's basically that, and then he has that power and he discovers it.
Yep.
And we find out about this, we find out about the history of it in the very beginning, and it goes back to 1910 New York. And I thought it was shot really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It looked nice. I mean, it didn't look fantastic, but it looked cool.
Yeah.
And the acting's fine so far.
Yeah, the acting's good.
It's very understated. I mean Adam Sandler's just doing his like, okay, here
yeah.
it is. That kind of thing.
He's just playing like regular down on his luck Joe.
Yeah. And it's pretty paint by numbers. It's like he discovers that
yeah.
if he puts on someone's shoes that he's used this machine on, then he becomes that person.
Yeah,
and the
but
reveal
they have
scene,
to be the right size, which is 10 and a half.
Which is, we looked it up, the average U.S. male shoe size.
Yeah.
I don't understand that part. It's like, it's magic!
But
it needs to be the
yeah.
size. Also, it's like, what happens is if it's an 11 that runs really small? Does that count?
Don't know.
No, that doesn't matter.
Don't know.
That part doesn't really matter. He does try on some shoes of a man that must have been left there, and he finds out that person's dead.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I said, how awesome would it be, like, how the stakes would be raised where if he somehow found out where, like, oh, but... If you put on the shoes of a dead man,
you die.
You die. Whoa.
That's a whole different movie.
Yeah. Now the shoe putting on game isn't so fancy free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotta be careful.
Or if you're wearing the shoes of the man and that man dies while you're wearing it, you die.
Whoa. That's a new movie.
New movie. Any other thoughts, Marie? Because I have just the main thing that I want to get to.
Let's get to it.
The first person that he goes out with the shoes on is a Chinese man. and he goes to Chinatown, and he realizes he has an accent, and he just kind of, like, fits. That's his first thing of, like, oh, my God, I'm, like, part of this culture now that I've never been a part of, and he's exploring it, and it seems like he's kind of learning it, and I'm like, this is really cool. I really like this. Then the next three things that he decides to do are all awful things.
Yes.
And it's not set up that he's a bad person.
Right.
But he's a bad person.
He, yeah.
This is our hero. The first thing that he does, he puts on the shoes of a black man, goes and eats a meal, and then goes into the bathroom, changes his shoes, so he's back to Adam Sandler, and then just leaves. So he steals a meal.
Yep.
Then he puts on the shoes of another black man, and accosts a man who just got out of a really nice car and steals his shoes.
Because he wants to become that man?
He wants to become that rich man.
But, like, also, he just looks like the people. Like, he doesn't gain all their accoutrements, so it doesn't make any sense.
Well, he talks like them.
He talks like them, but he doesn't, like...
He doesn't know anything about them.
He doesn't know anything about them. He doesn't have their things. He he literally looks and talks like them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, and that
so
leads...
So it's just weird. I don't know.
And that leads into the third awful thing that he's done in a row. We haven't gotten to it yet, but I already know what he's doing.
Yeah.
It was set up in the beginning. The guy gets shoes from... The super hot wife drops off this guy's shoes. He's using those shoes to go meet up with the wife.
It's the British actor Dan Stevens. He's from Downton Abbey, and now he's like kind of... Oh, he's from Beauty and the Beast. He's the Beast in Beauty and the Beast, the live action one. He's famous now.
So Adam Sandler turns into the Beast.
Yeah, he's attracted. He's an attractive man.
Anyway, Adam Sandler's goal to go out, we don't know what's going to happen. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe Maria remembers, but
really
it's to fuck this guy's wife.
No, he just saw a group of women go into a bar, but it wasn't the wife.
Oh,
it was just a different group of women.
I thought that was that guy's wife.
No.
Cool. But so he's going to go have sex.
He's going to try and, like, yeah,
Marie,
hook up with girls.
On Adam Sandler, Please Stop, we ask the tough questions. You meet a super hot dude at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You have sex with him. It was all consensual. But the
kept
next,
his shoes on.
He kept his shoes on, which I do. I keep my shoes on. All dudes, you should keep your shoes on. Grip. It's good on grip.
Good, yeah.
So
love that in the sheets.
You have sex with this dude. For some reason, one of his shoes falls off in the middle of the night. And you wake up and it's somebody completely different. How do you feel?
Freak out.
And then he explains to you. So wait. I have magical shoes. If I put them on, I look like this.
I would feel violated, yes.
Would you date that man?
No!
What happens if he kept the shoes on all the time?
No! This is fun.
I think it gets better. Hold on.
Okay.
Who's your biggest crush? Who?
I don't know.
You don't have a bit like, who's a famous person that you think super
hot? Oh, a famous
hot?
Person?
Yeah. Super hot famous person.
Hmm. Oh, I love Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Yeah.
Cool. You meet Jason Segel. You have sex with Jason Segel.
Yep.
Next morning, you find out the dude just has magical cobbler shoes. He's not Jason Segel, but he's like, I could keep the shoes on.
No, still no.
Still no?
Still no.
Still no?
Yes.
Wow. What happens if he tells you before the sex? And he's like, hey, just so you know.
The sex wouldn't even happen.
If he's like, I'm not really Jason Segel?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Because if it was reversed, and this girl could be like, the girl wears shoes and she's Katy Perry or any attractive woman. Like any super, super hot woman. And she's like, hey, just so you know, before we have sex, I'm not really Katy Perry. Just when I have the shoes on. I'd be like, cool, just keep the shoes on.
Oh my God. I think that is the fundamental difference. You're a bad person.
And I'm the bad person?
I'm an okay person.
She's the person pretending to be Katy Perry. I'm not doing any. I'm just a bystander.
Just keep the shoes on.
Just keep the shoes on. That's what the name of my movie would be called. Just keep the shoes on. I don't know how I feel about it so far. He's stolen things. He's becoming somebody else to try to have sex. Like,
yeah.
He hasn't been set up to be this bad person. Why is he a bad person?
I guess because he like has no rules. He has no consequences for who he really is.
Okay. So you think so? Well, I guess you already know. I think he's going to learn his lesson. But so far, he's done some pretty bad things that he should go to jail for.
Yeah.
Anything else, Marie?
Nope.
All right. More of the Koobs.
The Koobler. Well, this got weird.
Got weird. It was a little weird before. Now it's super weird.
It really hopped the fence into silly town.
Marie, let me tell you this. You write a movie where the premise is this movie, where you get to put on somebody's shoes and you become that person.
Right.
So basically it's like, cool, here's a premise. It's a magical premise. There's all kinds of stuff you could do. With that premise, would you expect to see this movie?
Not at all.
It is.
Would I expect for Method Man to be murdered with a high heel? No, I wouldn't.
That I expected.
That I wouldn't expect that at all.
You guys, it goes into Method Man is annoying him and threatens him, and he has
his
shoes.
He was like a customer at the shoe shop, and Adam Sandler took over his body, and
he takes over his body. He ends up being caught by him. He ties him up. He leaves. He goes on this adventure. We actually see he's at like the mob boss's house, and we see the skinny anorexic girl from Men, Women, and Children is the daughter of that person. You just see her for a split second. I don't know if she's ever coming back, but she's there.
Clue.
He comes back to untie him after he gets all his money, and then Method Man got out because, of course, he's had a ton of time to get untied. And Method Man tries to choke him to death, and he ends up kicking him in the heel.
Yeah, Adam Sandler ends up kicking him in the throat with his heel. I can't believe this is where it's decided to go. Also, we kind of glossed over the fact that Adam Sandler's mom died. So Adam Sandler put on his father's old shoes to, like, kind of indulge his mom in, like, her, like, one wish that she would do, I guess, before she died. Or, like, one thing she wished she could have.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Which,
or she, like, talked to him about.
It
was a sweet gesture.
It was such a sweet gesture. And having her die the next morning is very
poetic. She was, like, waiting for that moment.
But it was just done so poorly.
Yeah.
And it was telegraphed where we needed to see Adam Sandler, if he's going to do these bad things, one, like, it needs to, like, he should do these bad things, realize, you know, that the power that these shoes have and that he's, and realize that he needs to use it for good. And then instead of being telegraphed, if he just, like, knows that, like, his mom just really wants to see his dad, you know.
Yeah.
And he does it, and it's kind of a surprise, and it's, you know, presented that way to the audience, and there's a little bit better of a reveal, then maybe that would be cool. But they kind of just squandered it. And the movie's...
Yeah, I would say so.
The movie's not the worst movie I've ever seen. It's just not... It's not interesting.
It's not interesting. You don't really care. Like, you don't care about him. And he's the main character. Everybody else is, like, a tertiary character. So you gotta care about him.
And you don't really... You don't really know anything about him.
No.
Besides that he runs that shop. Oh, and then the one last thing that we need to talk about.
Go on.
After Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi's in this movie, which we haven't talked about because he has no character. He just owns the barbershop next door. And he's just been super nice to Adam Sandler. Nothing bad ever said. Doesn't even seem like a real buddy. You know, like, you know, sometimes you're like, if you'd write it, they'd have like an inside joke, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe something about all the goddamn pickles that apparently Adam Sandler's
eating. Oh my God! What is with the pickles?
I've never
seen so many pickles in all my life.
Walking down the streets of New York City in the winter.
With a jar.
With an open jar of pickles.
A jar of pickles. Who walks down, what psychopath walks down the street with a jar of pickles?
It's insane. First of all, you're out and about in the city. Your hands are gross. You've been touching all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You're getting...
It's New York City. It's the dirtiest city.
It is. I wouldn't do it in Chicago.
No, it's the dirtiest city in America.
It doesn't
There's
make
literally
it...
trash on every corner.
And then you're getting pickle juice all over everything.
You're walking around dripping pickle juice.
That's the number one problem with this movie.
And then you're touching subway, like, railings and, oh my God.
Pickle juice doesn't kill that.
Well,
unless you're eating it straight out of iodine.
What? Also, there were three big baskets of pickles. Pickles are not curated that way. like, what? It was not like they were out, like they were a bunch of like dried out chilies.
Chilies again?
No, a bunch of chili peppers.
Yeah. Let's get back to Steve Buscemi.
Pickles!
So Steve Buscemi is his buddy. And then I'm like, okay, this thought crept into my head of like, man, they're really not developing Steve Buscemi at all. And like, why is Steve Buscemi like in this movie? He's not being used properly. And then after Adam Sandler's mom dies, Adam Sandler goes outside, he's sitting there, Steve Buscemi comes out and talks to him and said, it's going to be all right. You'll know. And then I'm just like, I turn to Marie and I'm like, God damn it. Steve Buscemi's his dad, isn't he? And Marie didn't say anything and I just went, God damn it. It's so obvious.
It's true.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi's the dad.
It's written like
it's so
you're
stupid.
An idiot. And it's like, if they would have developed him differently and maybe, I don't know, this has like a cool premise. It has a good cast. It's shot well. I mean, it's shot better than half these Adam Sandler films that we watch. Oh, that's upsetting to
me.
It's
so dumb.
It's so obvious. And it's just like, ugh.
I don't even remember the excuse that's given for why he does this. But I can tell you.
I can make a guess.
It's dumb.
Want to make a guess?
Yeah, make a guess. I truly don't remember. So make a guess and we'll see if it... if it's true.
Adam Sandler's dad, because of this shoe thing, did something where he got up. He was doing something. He was helping people, and he got into some trouble. And he had to go away. He had a witness protection himself with these shoes. And so the best idea is to Steve Buscemi it,
and
just hope that
just
Steve Buscemi doesn't
around?
Die. Also, if you're going to pick anybody to take their shoes out of all the people, why would you pick somebody who looks like Steve Buscemi? Steve Buscemi's brother doesn't even want to be
Bacon,
it.
Bacon, I don't. Like I said, I don't remember, but I think that's exactly spot on.
You think so?
Yeah. From what I can recall, it's...
Well, what else would be the excuse?
I don't know.
It has to be something where it's not his fault.
He got in deep with the pickle cartel.
God, there's no pickle payoff on this. There's no goddamn pickle payoff. Yeah. We only have... there's 38 minutes left, so we're just going to watch it.
Yeah, let's just power it through.
Because I'm sure the credits start before then. I bet you it's just 90 minutes. Anything else, Marie?
No.
All right.
Yawning.
Let's Coob it up. Hanging with Mr. Coobler.
And if you can't get your feet beneath you, the road will come up to greet you. No other way will do. Step into my shoes. You know what to do. Every step is true when I walk along with you. Step into my shoes. Long each road, there is yeah, I'd like to request a vanity plate.
Sure, what do you got? We got all kinds. We got the... I like the dunk.
No.
You look like you like the dunk.
I come from a long line of cobblers, so I'd like to be a number two and then cobble. Also, I have a driver waiting around all day for me to walk into the garage.
Cool. You sure you want that one? Out of all
two cobble. Two cobble.
Sure you don't want, like, my shoes or something better?
No. Two cobble.
Or two shoes.
Two cobble.
That sounds stupid. I'll make it, but I'm not going to like it. Wow.
That's what we just saw.
Marie was basically dead the entire movie, yawning, looking around. Until two cobble showed up on a car, and she's like, two cobble! Two cobble!
Because it's so stupid.
Oh, that was the stupidest thing?
The whole thing is so dumb.
You guys, turns out, I was right. Steve Buscemi is Adam Sandler's dad in disguise.
Ugh, yeah, and you were exactly right on the reason. He doesn't even give a solid reason. He's just like, I did a bad thing and I had to go and die. It was exactly what you described.
It is. Mine was more detailed.
Yeah, it honestly was.
You guys, I wrote down something. I can't even read it. Tries to something. You know what? I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to talk about the plot because it's stupid and it's real lazy.
They basically tried to set up a new, like, superhero movie, but just with tradesmen.
Oh, at the end. The end of the movie. Like,
he's like, we always trust barbers, but we don't trust tailors.
Dry cleaners. The whole movie's stupid, but I was mostly just like, meh.
Yeah.
The movie, to me, got exponentially worse after that reveal.
Yeah.
So many things. So many dumb things were said to wrap up this movie in an hour and 33 minutes.
But wait, do you want to drop some nuggets from Dustin Hoffman, who plays Adam Sandler's dad?
I have two amazing things that a grown man, several people wrote down.
Several grown men wrote.
And that was great.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just play it.
It's a privilege to walk in another man's shoes, Max, but it's also a responsibility. I think you've learned that by now. You are a guardian of souls, Max. You are the cobbler.
Guardians of the souls. We're
guardians of souls.
You are the cobbler. Print it. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Also, he says this in a scene, so it's revealed. Hey, several things are revealed. One, hey, I'm your dad. Haha. Also, one of the reasons why I'm always force feeding you pickles
is because they preserve you. You jump from body to body. That makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Who needs to be preserved?
Preserved.
Why preserve?
Preserve what?
Preserve your meat because you need like salted meats.
Preserve your mind? So the vinegar makes its way to your brain?
I get the idea of like you pickle something so it lasts a long time.
But what do you preserve?
What are you preserving? And from when you jump, you need it when you're jumping from body to body. What?
What?
What? The whole pickle arc was for that?
Right.
All the pickle payoff. The eating pickles on the street.
It was for that.
You're worried about that? You should be worried about getting sick from touching things and then touching pickles and then eating them. Oh my God, the pickles preserve you, the guardians of the souls, and then they reveal in the basement of the barbershop is a long hallway of shoes.
Like a Batman-style cave of shoes.
This is Batman, basically, is what we're saying. But my question is, the movie
Batman
has...
Batman shoes.
The movie has... And then they say in the movie, hey...
Bootman.
Are these...
Bootman!
You're not even listening. You're thinking of Batman puns.
I know, but I had to get it.
And his sidekick, Shoelace.
I'm Bootman.
I'm Shoelace. I'm the sidekick.
I'm Bootman.
So we find out that not only are all those shoes from his dad, but from his grandfather and his great-grandfather.
And his great-great-grandfather.
And my question is, hey, movie, you've made it so if the person is dead, then you basically just look like a zombie. So if those shoes are from his great-great-grandfather, all those people that they have those shoes for are dead.
Right.
Those shoes are worthless.
You would come back as dust.
Yeah. How about you make it in the movie where really only one time is wearing the dead person's shoes brought up and it's like to scare somebody?
Yeah.
And it was real, real weak. So it's just like, why not have it so alive or dead? Why not make that rule?
Don't.
It comes back later and it kind of makes things a little bit more difficult when Method Man comes back to drop off watches for a girl and he's like, doesn't look the best, but doesn't look dead.
Yeah, he looks like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Here's this great premise. Not great premise. Here's an interesting premise. Here's an interesting premise. And it's kind of quirky. It could. This movie with this premise could be like a quirky, fun, weird movie. You know, could have had like an I Heart Huckabees feel of weirdness to it. But instead, it was just stupid.
Yep.
And real lazy. And not fun.
Nope.
I was expecting a little bit of fun.
I wasn't having fun at all.
Any other thoughts, Murray?
No.
Besides Bootman?
Bootman. I'm Bootman.
I'm Bootman. You are the cobbler. Two cobbler.
You are the cobbler.
Murray, looking at our list, I printed it off this time for you.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me where you're going to slip, slap, slippity, sloop the Kubler.
I'm going to put this in my number 18 slot.
Where's that put it at?
So it's better than Grown Ups. But at least I laughed during Bulletproof, like several times. And this was just like nothingness.
You mostly laughed at the sandwiches.
Right.
Okay. This movie's not as good as Bulletproof. You have it behind Bulletproof and you have it above
Grown Ups.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I could say that.
So my top five and my bottom five remain the same.
Your top five and bottom five remain the same. From one to five, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Men, Women, and Children. Your bottom five remain the same. Little Nicky, Eight Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2, That's My Boy. That's going to be a hard bottom five.
Yep.
I know before we said, before we saw Men, Women, and Children, like our top five was safe, we thought.
I know.
And it's not?
I don't think the bottom five are safe.
You don't think the bottom five are safe?
I think there's worse to come.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen, going forward on these movies, Murray, I haven't seen a lot of these movies.
I
stopped watching at a certain time.
I think we're going to be surprised.
Yeah. So I need to figure out where I'm going to put. It was stupid, but after I watched Anger Management, I had like a gross feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put it in at my number 17 slot.
Wow. We're close.
Very close. Almost put it at 18. So that means it's right behind Bedtime Stories, which has way more whimsy, and right above Anger Management.
Okay.
Very close. Almost put it right above Bulletproof. I do believe it's better than Bulletproof for me.
Okay.
Bulletproof I found very boring. My top five and bottom five have stated approach time.
Okay, so Bacon's top five are Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Men, Women, and Children. Yeah. And Children.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Our bottom five, or your bottom five, are Eight Crazy Nights, Grown Ups 2, Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, and That's My Boy.
Marie, next week, are you ready for next week?
What's up?
Next week, we are checking out Pixels.
And I have not seen Pixels.
Ooh! You know what? I'm just going to let you, I'll let you have your own opinions on it.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. Just know that after the last two bombs, Sony was like, hey, maybe we don't promote this as an Adam Sandler film. We promote this as an old video games film.
And that's nostalgia what film.
Exactly.
If you will.
So can't wait to see more. Also, Kevin James is in that, I do believe.
Ugh.
Sweet. Yeah. Oh, Kevin James. Spoiler. Kevin James is the president.
I've heard about this.
Yep.
That he's a president and he can't read.
Yep. You know what? I can't wait for next week. I can't wait. So should Adam Sandler stop after that?
Yeah. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He should.
Even after Men, Women, and Children?
Or we judge it based on just on the film we saw.
All right.
And think back to the souls, Guardian of Souls.
Cool, yeah.
Adam Sandler, please stop.
To Cabo.
Cabo.
Just take one.
I don't want a pickle.
I don't care if you want one, you need it. Just take one.
What are you talking about? I need it.
Pickles preserve you when you change, Max. They give you strength. Otherwise, you get all screwed up jumping from body to body. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.